step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Good morning, Pop Chasers. I hope everybody is just as excited as I am because it is Friday. Happy November 12th, everybody, and more specifically, happy Friday. We made it to the end of the week. I am Allison, and I am the host of Pop Chaser, a daily pop culture podcast brought to you by The Dip. Every day, we will go through the biggest headlines in entertainment together. You guys, you know the spiel. I'm really excited to talk about a couple of the things that we have on the docket today. The other final thing is actually a really big pet peeve that you guys might be thinking makes me sound like, you know, bah humbug about, but it is something that I've carried with me for too long and I just can't stay silent about anymore. So stick around before the wreck of the weekend for that. But let's kick it off with the big news in Bravo, which is The Real Housewives of Orange County is coming back.
If at first you don't succeed, try it my way. No one's life is perfect, but mine is pretty close. Hello? Back.
So on December 1st, RHOC, the OG Housewives, is returning. I don't think there is one OG Housewife left on the show, and I think that that seems to be okay. We saw the trailer came out yesterday, like late afternoon, and it is featuring none other than Fancy Pants Heather. And I love Heather. I missed Heather. She is somebody who I thought, like, I wanted Heather Dubrow back from the moment she left us. And I think that she is going to really bring an energy that is going to elevate this franchise because last season was impossible to get through. It was truly impossible to get through. You know how when Bethany came back, it felt like a celebrity was in the crowd? That's what this feels like. They truly are treating Heather like she is Oprah showing up to a Chuck E. Cheese birthday party. And that's kind of what it is. In the beginning moments of the trailer, you see Heather like show up and she's like, I'm back. And then Gina takes to Heather like a fangirl, like I would if I saw Oprah at a Chuck E. Cheese, truly. Which, of course, Gina and Heather bonding makes Shannon upset. And there's nothing I love more in this world than watching Shannon Bedore upset because I don't like Shannon Bedore. I don't like her on the show. I don't know how she is in real life, but on the show, I don't like her. So that is definitely going to be one of the major conflicts that we have this season. The Heather, Shannon, Gina friendship triangle. I think that it seems that maybe Shannon is a little bit, dare I say, jealous of Gina and Heather's friendship. And as Gina says, like, Heather is opening up a whole world to her. It's like when I know I'm like really full of analogies this morning, but it's like when Aladdin takes Jasmine on that magic carpet ride. That is Heather and Gina. It truly is. And Shannon is like down in the street vendor parking lot, like calling up to them from, you know, in the sky. That's what's happening right now. So that definitely is going to be some of the drama. We have two new housewives. They seem pretty cool. One of them, I believe, is some type of works in a plastic surgery center, it appears. The other, I'm getting kind of like some marriage vibes, like problems from. So it's all going to be, I think it's going to be a good season. Look, the bar is in the ground. We can only go up with these women. But the biggest takeaway is Heather is back and it doesn't look like she's going to disappoint. Champs for days. cling your mimosa glass with whoever is within a vicinity from you, and take out the orange juice and just drink champagne, because that is the Heather Dubrow way. Okay, let's move on to the next bit of news.
How's everything been since?
Everything's good. Life is turning in a positive direction, and it feels so good to have the season over, as you know how that goes,
yeah.
To close out a reunion and just be on a much lighter path.
Yeah.
So our one and only Erica Girardi is updating us on how she is doing, because I know we're wondering, like, how is Erica doing? I go to bed every night and I lay there and I'm thinking, like, okay, what do I need to do tomorrow? Also, how is Erica doing? And now I know. So according to People, the Bravo star is saying that life is turning in a positive direction. A positive direction. You know what's so crazy, you guys, is she filed for divorce from Tom over a year ago. A year ago. I can't believe that much time has passed, because once the divorce was announced, it was just like a complete spiral of news story after news story after news story. And I can't believe we've been going through it for a year. What's even crazier is Beverly Hills, I know, sadly, our first Wednesday without it, since May. That show has been on since May. So I feel like this has really taken over our lives. So to be honest with you, yes, I am laying in bed wondering how Erica Girardi is doing. So she says everything is good. Life is turning in a positive direction, and it feels so good to have the season over and just be on a much lighter path. She told this to Extra, not People. And I do think I have seen that the women are filming the new season and all of them are together for certain events. So I do wonder, like, now that the season is over, are they getting along? Are they, you know, are bygones bygones and they're just kind of moving past all of it? The Erica stuff is still very much going on, but is it going to be the subject of the season? I don't know. And from this, it makes me sound like maybe it's not, because, you know, everybody in Beverly Hills is suddenly so precious, as Erica said during the reunion. And I'm like, are they not precious anymore that the reunion is over? Like, we're kind of just like moving on to the next thing. Which obviously there is a lot of stuff going on in Beverly Hills. I mean, Dorit's house was broken into and she was robbed while she was at home with her children. Like, that is terrifying. That is, of course, going to be a topic on the series. But Erica's update, I'm very interested in. I also am still very curious in the rumors that she is dating this Las Vegas hotel mogul. That could always make life turn in a positive direction, because there is really no... there is no, like, good things happening in the front of, like, the legal problems. It's not like things are moving in a positive direction there. I wouldn't say they're necessarily moving in a negative direction. It just kind of feels like we're at the same place that we were back in May. So maybe it's her love life that's making things turn positively. And to be honest, there are much more important things in life than money. It doesn't hurt, you know, to have this guy be probably a very wealthy man, but, like, maybe she is just seeing the wealth of love versus, you know, all of the other shit that's going on in her life. And you know what? I hope for her case that is the truth. But she has said that a lot of people have been sliding into her DMs, and I just read this because I didn't have it in my notes, but I saw the name underlined, that former baseball star Jose Canseco DM'd her, but she, quote, wasn't interested. Wow. Wow. Also, Erica wants to make more music, just because, like, the world is not fully reopened. She says that's kind of putting a stall on it, but she wants to go perform. She wants to go do things. And the truth is that COVID has changed everything, but it will be re-emerging. I don't know with what money she's going to be doing this, because from everything she has said, I am under the impression she doesn't have, like, a huge amount of extracurricular money. But maybe there is somebody out there who's ready to fund Erica Jane, perhaps. I don't know. I have a lot of questions about this, but all in all, I do want people to be happy. And it seems that maybe Erica is happy. I think the biggest thing is there's a weight off of her, because the reunion is over. It's over. And she's able to maybe what is the word? She's able to take control over the narrative now because enough time has passed that everything that people have wanted to say has been said. And now it's her time to say what she wants to say. And it's not necessarily, you know, doesn't mean that we're going to believe it, but I think that in her mind, she's like, okay, I am the captain now. Okay, let's move on to the last thing.
Merry Christmas.
Speaking of captain, there is one man, one character who is the captain of a certain vehicle on the night of December 24th that I have a bit of a issue with. So I am going to read you what the news bit is, and then I'm going to tell you what my pet peeve is. If you grew up watching TV like I did, like 24/7, you obviously know the advertisements for the Coca-Cola Santa. Now, that Coca-Cola Santa has joined Cameo. I don't know what that means. I don't know if this man is going to be an animated character, or if there's going to be a human that looks like this character. I don't know. But I do know that according to People, this Coca-Cola Santa is going to be making his debut on Cameo starting now until November 16th. And this is where I take issue. He has a busy schedule on delivering presents to kids throughout the world and everything. So Santa will only be able to make a select number of videos, 1,500 to be exact. And I understand that we need to cap whoever the animator or the hired actor. We can't have them be doing an unlimited amount of cameos for the Santa character. But my real problem is when people, adults specifically, act as if Santa is real. It is like a comedy trope that I find so annoying when you're like, oh, I found out Santa wasn't real when I was like 8. And the person you're talking to goes, wait, Santa's not real? And you're like, you're 42. Like, what is that joke? What is that? It's not funny. Like, oh my God, you didn't know. I'm sorry. It's like, I don't want to play that game anymore. You're an adult. Let's cut the charade. I think I said that earlier this week too. It just bothers me so much. So to see it in print, to see Santa's busy, so he can only make 1,500 of these. Do they think children are reading this people.com article? Are we going to start to write about Santa as if he's real at the fear that a 5-year-old is logging online and Googling articles about how to get cameos from Santa? Is that happening? I don't know. I don't have a child. Like, is that actually happening? Can anyone confirm? It just didn't need to be said. It didn't need to be said. And I'm not coming at the article itself. This is a much larger issue in our society. Let's, as adults, all, you know, we can wink, wink to each other when a kid is around, but we don't need to play games with each other. We don't. So that is one thing that, like, I just cannot handle. And I just needed to get it off of my chest. I hope you guys don't think I'm like a Scrooge now for saying all of this, but I've thought about it for many years, like truly many, many years. I've said it many times before. And I just think that we can move forward from that joke. I just think it's time. So that is it for today. Oh, I have to talk about the wreck of the weekend. So I am so excited because, you guys, The Shrink Next Door premieres on Apple TV this week on Friday. It is based on a podcast. It is starring sexiest man alive, Paul Rudd, aged Paul Rudd, still looks about 25, even though he has gray hair and wrinkles. It has a fantastic cast. Katherine Hahn is in it. Casey Wilson is in it. I'm so excited. I believe it's the first 3 episodes that are coming out on Friday, and then it'll be weekly after that. I also just have to say, I Know What You Did Last Summer, which is on Prime Video. The finale is today on Friday. It is really a wild ride. And I would say if you are like a Pretty Little Liars fan, but also maybe want something that isn't as for the freeform audience. Like, it's a little bit more amped up. Like, and when I say that, I mean, they're swearing, you guys. Let's not be prudish. It is very entertaining, and it's a quick watch. There's 8 episodes. You can watch all of them now. They're all on Prime Video, and it is fun, and it keeps you on your toes. So if you are looking for just like a quick weekend binge, I would totally recommend that. It is scary, but not like, it's not like horror. And I do think the episode breaks make you like, you can take a breath a little bit more versus the original movie, which is just like high intensity the entire time. So I would recommend that. And I just cannot wait to watch The Shrink Next Door. I think it's going to be a really great show. That's on Apple TV Plus. And then I'm just gearing up for Riverdale, you guys. It's back on Tuesday, Rivervale, whatever that is. And we will talk about it when it comes back next week. And that is it for today. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Pop Chaser. I will be back next Tuesday, Riverdale Day, with a whole new episode and a whole new bunch of headlines. Until then, check us out on thedip.com. Use the promo code POPCHASER for 50% off your annual subscription. I will be back next week, and I hope everyone has a fantastic weekend. And cheers.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.